Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty happy that school is out. Feeling pretty good about that. So I thought that we would sign this paper saying that you're happy school is out, okay? So Rosla, I'll let you go first. What's wrong? Oh, there's no lead. Okay, let's try it this way. Okay, there you go. Okay, just sign right there that you're happy school is out. Is that hard? You're making it look way too easy. You're messing it all up. Well, that's supposed to be hard too. So, was it kind of hard? A little hard? So, you have your pencil, but you don't have any lead in it, right? So it's really hard to write with a pencil without lead. And it's supposed to be really hard to write with just this teeny little bit of lead. Well, the reason that I brought this today is because Matthew's getting ready to read the gospel lesson, which is going to be Mark, the third chapter. And in that, there's all these people. And they're just not happy at all. They're so crowded, they can't even eat. They're saying bad things about Jesus. It's just a mess. And Jesus says, a house divided cannot stand. So think about your house. If we went and cut it in half, it would fall down, right? Well, a pencil divided cannot write, right? So Jesus is trying to tell the crowd by saying a house divided cannot stand that we have to work together and we have to work in his name, in God's name, for things to work out. So let's try this again. Let's put this together. Now try. Is it easier, Rosla?
Yes.
Conrad, you want to put your name?
Mm-hmm.
No, we got to use the good one now. Just play along. Wow, you are ready for school. Very good, Conrad. So I want you to try to remember this pencil, and I want you to remember that we can't do as well if we're divided, can we? We have to work together. I hope the whole world hears this. We have to work together, and we have to keep God in our hearts for things to work the way they should. Let's say a prayer. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
Who teaches us?
Who teaches us?
How to invite you into our lives?
How to invite you into our lives?
So that we can work together.
So that we can work together.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you guys for coming, and I assume we have children's church.